afternoon and welcome. It is Thursday, August the 2nd, Ravi Noel with you for 1 hour of this hour brought to you by the Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number is 1-800-691-7898. The web address, republictradinggroup.net. Well, looky here. Well, look, you got to have some optimism out there when it comes to Wall Street. And after all, the Fed did say it would step in to alleviate any fears and or panic in the financial markets. And you got to hand it to them. They've done a sterling job this week. Dow Jones Industrial closed up 100 points today, ended at 13,463. NASDAQ up 22 at 2,575, S&P 500 up 6 at 1,472. Well, what made them giddy on Wall Street today? Well, according to the Associated Press, Wall Street had its second straight late-day rally, once again propelling the Dow Jones Industrial averages up more than 100 points after solid readings on corporate earnings. And the job market calmed some of the investors' anxiety about a tight credit market. Well, you know, that could all change tomorrow with the all-important jobs report. We'll talk about that in a little bit. In the metals complex, a lackluster day, if you will, in the metals. Gold closed up 80 cents in New York. Closed at $666.10. Thank goodness for the 10 cents. Silver up 7 cents at $12.99. Platinum off $2 at $1,285. Palladium flat at $3.67. Currently in Asian trading, gold up 60 cents at $666.30. Silver up a penny at $13 even. Platinum, palladium are flat. Crude oil up 45 cents a barrel at $76.98. And the U.S. dollar weaker by 15 basis points, hanging in by its fingernails at a U.S. dollar index sitting at 80.61. You know, I'm going to do a clumsy segue here, but the sad events that happened in Minnesota yesterday with the bridge, I look at the bridge like I look at the economy. In other words, there have been a lot of people that have been warning about America's infrastructure for many years, but nobody really paid any attention to it. And a lot of people have been warning about the economy for many years, but nobody's been paying any attention to it. Well, as you can guess, now everybody's paying attention to infrastructure and bridges in America. Governors have been warned to test their bridges, make sure the bridges are safe. But nobody's paying any attention to it. They only paid attention to it after it fell. Will people pay attention to the financial markets only after they fall? Is there a little history lesson we can learn from this? Well, I'll let you make the call. We'll take a short break. Be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains 3 DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
I just saw a flash at the bottom of the scroll on CNN. A spokesman for the Department of Homeland Stupidity announced with great fanfare that it was not a terrorist attack. Well, thank goodness for that. Just incompetence by government officials. Oh, well, there you go. By the way, before we get into the other financial stories of the day, just so you know, and it's not that I'm pouring it on the President of the United States, but I found it rather interesting that the White House came out bright and early this morning and made this statement. The White House said Thursday that an inspection 2 years ago found structural deficiencies in the highway bridge that buckled during evening rush hour in Minneapolis. White House Press Secretary Tony Snow said the Interstate 35W span, rated 50 on a scale of 120 for structural stability. That does not mean there was a risk of failure, but if an inspection report identifies deficiencies, the state is responsible for taking corrective actions, he said. So they come out right off the bat earlier this morning. Well, let's not have another catastrophe blamed on George Bush. After all, if we want to go back and look at catastrophes that were on the watch of George Bush, we got a whole litany we could look at, warnings that were given. As a matter of fact, there was a memo to the White House, bridge failure determined to strike the U.S. Kind of similar to that, Bin Laden's about to strike the U.S., and there was a memo way back in August of 2001. What Tony Snow didn't say was on February the 6th, of this year in the Boston Globe. It was reported that President Bush yesterday proposed deep cuts to federal health care, education, and transportation programs while he was searching for new money in the federal budget to pay for increasingly costly defense programs and the war in Iraq. You know, it's, as I often say, it's like beating a baby seal. It's not fair. It's cruel. But what can I do? Anyway, back onto finances. Tomorrow is actually the big day that everybody's been waiting the whole week for. Tomorrow brings us July jobs data. Non-farm payrolls are expected at 135,000. The unemployment rate is expected at 4.5%. Hourly earnings are expected at 0.3%. The average work week is expected at 33.9 hours. And at 10 a.m. Eastern Time is the ISM service report for July, expected at 59. So the market, once again, waiting in great anticipation to see what's going to happen with the jobs report. It seems highly likely, though, that in light of the debacle with the subprime market, there will be efforts to push for lower interest rates rather than higher interest rates. And if that is the case, my friends, expect gold to make that that stab towards 700. Now, over the last 7 days, 8 days, $2 trillion has disappeared from the financial markets. Where does it go? Nobody knows. Disappears into thin air. A number of major corporations are thinking about, and including Bear Stearns, going BK. Now, why are these companies going BK? By and large, what we are witnessing is pretty much very similar to what happened in the 90s with the savings and loan debacle. Well, that actually started in the 80s, to be perfectly honest with you. If you remember, FDIC insured savings accounts up to $40,000. Reagan raised it to $100,000. And then eased up on what savings and loans could invest in. You see, because before, savings and loans could only invest in one thing, houses. They provided the financing for qualified buyers. Very stringent, very tight controlled at the time. And prior to the savings and loan debacle, there weren't really big wide swings in property values. It was pretty constant. There weren't big gains. Nobody made a fortune out of real estate, unless they bought it in the 30s or the 40s, whatever the case may be. But this eased up the rules. Now, granted, I will say that most politicians, when they make decisions of importance, they do so with the greatest of tensions, thinking that people will be honorable and noble. But by increasing the deposit insurance to 100,000 and then allowing savings and loans to venture into areas hitherto they never would have gone, it obviously offered opportunities for some people to take advantage of the system. For instance, if you're a savings and loan and you want to speculate on some real estate, there was nothing holding you back, because after all, if the deal went bad and people lost their money, well, they were guaranteed by the government $200,000. So people took risks they shouldn't have taken. And yes, a lot of people gamed the system, as we witnessed with Keating and many other savings and loan barons of the time. They gamed the system. And so we have a similar thing with the subprime market. Because over the last 5 years or so, a lot of these companies have been planting time bombs in their balance sheets. According to a Australian financial guru, Kerr Nelson of Platinum Asset Management. He says, you were giving people money with only some remote hope of getting your money back. When you give people 100% of the purchase price, when you have no documentation, when you don't verify people's incomes, you are always going to have a crisis. And the firms were lending to the euphemistically named subprime borrowers in such volumes that they guaranteed that. And when it hit, the crisis would be a big one. The total of such new lending last year was impressive. When you look at the numbers, $420,000 million, this according to Standard & Poor's. In the old days, home loans were made by banks. And when the banks went bad, everybody knew where the losses would turn up on the bank's balance sheets. And the regulator, being the Federal Reserve, was always on hand to bail them out. But these days, it's not so simple. All sorts of companies lend money for home loans, and they sell the mortgages onto investment banks or other investors, bunches of mortgages, including the dreaded subprime mortgages, are bundled together and sold as securities on the global market. Investors all over the world put their hands out for these bundled-up mortgages, said Maguire Bank's Rory Robinson. But if they had labels on them, bundled up mortgages of poor people who can't pay for them, it might have been a different story. One consequence is that bad loans, which used to be neatly captured in the big banks, are now scattered far and wide around the world, and no one has the least idea where they will turn up. This week's big panic was set off by a lender called American Home Mortgage, whose shares lost a swift 90% of its value when it announced that it might have to sell everything it owns to meet its obligations. But it was big British bank, HSBC, that recently disclosed new bad loans of $3.9 million on its holdings of American subprime paper. And yesterday, a German bank was trying desperately to bail out another financial catastrophe. Yes, my friends, these bundled up mortgages of poor people have been sold far and wide.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit CoreDocuments.com now. This new HRA HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Side for a Thursday. It feels like a Friday for me. Why? Just a programming note. Sitting in the big chair tomorrow while I drive my way to California. Don't wing my way anyway. Dr. Bill Veith will be sitting in the big chair. That should be fun. Getting back to how far this tentacle of the subprime beast stretches, as mentioned before the break, goes all the way to Europe. Well, it goes everywhere. Australia, Asia, Europe. And they had a big shake-up in Germany, as we mentioned. The German authorities, i.e. German Central Bank, had to arrange an emergency rescue for a lender called IKB that faced collapse because of the exposure to the American subprime market. But more troubling was a report that I read in the Financial Times this morning that the chief German banking regulator had told participants in an emergency conference call that the crisis had the potential to become the worst banking crisis since 1931. Now, when a German banking regulator tells you that we have the potential of facing the worst banking crisis since 1931, just some advice from yours truly, I think we should pay attention. Maybe this is like some of the warnings that were issued in 1990, 1995, 2000, 2004, 2005, yes, all those years, major government reports about America's infrastructure were printed, and there were warnings. But did anybody pay any attention to them? Of course not. And it's no different to this warnings of the collapse of the infrastructure, and I've told you about it. I witnessed it firsthand. I've traveled the length and breadth of this country numerous times. I've done many road trips, and I've reported on the failing infrastructure on many occasions. We had the situation in New York 2 weeks ago when a steam pipe built in 1920 exploded. I mean, the sad thing about this bridge collapse is this is the most advanced country on the face of the earth. Bridges don't fall down. We expect them to fall down in third world countries. We expect buildings to collapse in third world countries that have no rules and no regulations and about how to build and how to make things structurally sound. We expect this. They're not as advanced as we are, but here we are. Suffering a third world problem in a first world country, it makes no sense. But just like nobody was paying attention to the warnings about the crumbling infrastructure, it's the same thing with the subprime deal. Investment banks that bundle and sell home mortgages often commissioned reports showing growing risks in subprime loans to less creditworthy borrowers. But they did not pass on much of the information to credit rating agencies or investors, according to some of those who prepared the reports. Yes, Wall Street itself often shelved damaging subprime reports, just like the government. They are the government. Mortgage consultants, known as due diligence firms, were hired by investment banks to make sure blocks of mortgages conform to the mortgage seller's own standard. The studies provided a first glimpse of loan quality for ratings agencies and investors who did not normally see the full reports. As the U.S. housing boom reached its crescendo in 2006 and investors showed a strong appetite for mortgages, lenders relaxed their underwriting standards, and millions of borrowers with poor credit records were able to obtain subprime mortgages as a result. Default rates on many of these subprime mortgages are now rising. Some borrowers face foreclosure of their homes, and investors in the mortgage business face huge losses. If all the information about these investments were properly disclosed, our client would have made a different decision, said a Florida lawyer who is now suing Credit Suisse on behalf of an insurer that lost money on mortgage bond investments. Specifically, he said they would have not bought these investments. You mean if he had found out that the people that he was buying this investment from had no credit, didn't have a car, and were dirt poor? Oh, no.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. how to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Look, we're facing some crises. Bear Stearns, the manager of two hedge funds that collapsed last month, has barred investors from pulling money out of a third fund as losses in the credit market expand beyond securities related to some prime mortgages. Bear Stearns asset-backed securities fund had less than 0.5% of its $900 million of assets and securities linked to subprime loans, according to a spokesman, Russell Sherman. He said this yesterday. Even so, investors concerned about losses sought to withdraw their money. Yeah, it's called redemptions. Sorry, we aren't doing redemptions today. Try again tomorrow. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke said in July that losses of subprime-related credit products might reach $100,000 million. Let me think back now. Savings and loan debacle. Oh, it won't be more than $1 billion. Okay, I'll believe you. look, this thing is it. I mean, this is what people don't get. This is why I laugh when the Dow goes up 100 points today. Because this thing is affecting everything. Everything. According to the Statesman, railroads, chemical producers, insurance companies are blaming the worst housing slump in 16 years for their earnings woes. Burlington Northern, Santa Fe Corp, based in Fort Worth and the second biggest railroad, said fewer shipments of housing products and lumber reduced second quarter earnings. DuPont Company, I happen to know the grandson, said slumping demand for the kitchen and bathroom countertops was partly responsible for its profit drop. Insurer Genworth Financial Inc. said earnings will be at the lower end of its forecast this year as mortgage insurance claims increase. The subprime slime is oozing, said Gary Schilling, president of A. Gary Schilling & Company. As home equity evaporates, that takes out the foundation of strong consumer spending growth, which has been the mainstay of the economy. No, it has been the economy. What did the President of the United States tell you to do after 9/11? If memory serves me correctly, he told you to go shopping. Don't worry about anything, go shopping. We'll take care of protecting you from the boogeyman. And so subsequently went on a wild goose chase around the planet, spending billions and billions and billions of dollars at the cost of thousands and thousands of lives, all to chase a shadow. Makes logical sense, and obviously is reason that there should be impeachment of the President of the United States. Look, the founders put the impeachment there for a specific purpose. The unfortunate thing is politicians have been too afraid to use the impeachment clause. That just shows you how corrupt these people are. You see, because if the politicians use the impeachment clause more often than it has been used, don't you think that would be a disincentive to politicians to lie, cheat, steal, and get your kids killed along the way? Right now, people are in shock and in mourning over the collapse of the bridge in Minnesota. But let me tell you something, that grief and that shock pretty soon is going to start turning into wild anger and outrage. As soon as people start figuring out how politicians and bureaucrats buried reports, obfuscated their responsibility, and actually failed in their duties and their sworn obligations to the people of Minnesota. They ain't going to keep this one under wraps. If they do, I'll be very surprised. I'll be very surprised if they can keep this one under wraps. The only way that they can kill this story is if there is a worldwide economic collapse of epic proportion, which then becomes the main concern of everybody. But right now, people are going to want answers, and heads are going to roll. Now I've got another phobia to deal with. I have phobias about flying in airplanes, being confined in small places with a lot of people, breathing in whatever it is they're carrying. I don't go to movie theaters. I have a movie theater phobia. I have phobia of being around large amounts of people just because I don't know whether or not they washed their hands when they left the bathroom. And now I've got to worry about bridges. As a matter of fact, during the break, I had to go to MapQuest to make sure that the route I'm going to California tomorrow does not go over a bridge. But there's a bridge there somewhere. I know. I've forgotten where it is, but I know there's a bridge. And I'm an aphobia. Oh, well. As Charlie Reese says, just deal with it. We're going from boom to bust. When people have more money than they can spend and invest wisely, they tend to start spending and investing unwisely. No kidding, Charlie. I love Charlie Reese. A lot of people don't like Charlie Reese. Let's look at the other stories that made the hit parade on republictradinggroup.net today. Demand for milk in China is soaring thanks to President's dream of half a liter a day for all, especially children. They have been blamed for putting up the price of everything from bicycles to garden fences. Now the Chinese have been dubbed milk snatchers by German consumers for buying too much milk. The prices of dairy products in Germany are expected to soar by 50%. The Germans are being made to feel the effect of China's newfound taste for milk, sparked by a remark by China's president when he said, "I have a dream." A dream to be able to provide all Chinese, especially our children, with half a liter of milk a day. Doesn't he know that milk could be bad for the lactose intolerant children in China? Russia, I love this story. Russia will fire the starting gun on the world's last colonial scramble today when a submarine plants a flag under the North Pole to symbolize the Kremlin's claim to the Arctic and its vast energy resources. In an unprecedented and potentially perilous mission, veteran Arctic explorer Arthur Killigrew will descend 14,000 feet in a deep-sea submersible and drop a Russian tricolor cast in titanium onto the seabed. With Russia's northern rivals all eager to extend their own Arctic ambitions, looking on uneasily, two Russian ships reached the North Pole after plowing their way through deep ice for over a week. The United States State Department said they were not impressed, and it's just a silly thing that they are doing. Tell that to Cecil John Rhodes. After all, he wanted to play the Union Jack from Cairo to Cape Town. Nobody was stopped him. The reason we're in the mess we're in today. Members of Congress are not investing their money in reconstruction companies that build bridges and roads and other infrastructure. No, they're not that stupid. More than 30 members of Congress or their spouses invest in companies that do business in countries that the U.S. government says sponsors terrorists. This according to a cyber news service investigation, which has established financial disclosure forms show that Representative Jane Hartman, Democrat from California, one of the leading national security experts in Congress, has hundreds of thousands of dollars invested in 9 corporations listed by the Securities and Exchange Commission as doing or having done business with terror-sponsoring states. These people should be locked up. Don't they realize the president signed an executive order on July the 17th that equates investing in companies that are deemed terrorists that you can lose all your assets? Randy Neubauer of Texas and Nick Rahal, Democrat of Virginia, have smaller investments in as many such companies. Senator John Kerry has more than $1 million in companies that are doing or have done business with one or more of these countries deemed terrorist states. It's too much for me to deal with. This is too much for me to deal with. Why? Ron Paul is still top of the internet charts. Haven't done a Ron Paul update for a while. One reason that the mainstream media should continue to fear blogs is because the best ones are truly independent. LAist is owned by a couple of people in New York who are busy running their own website. Plus, they believe that when you empower people and give them freedom to grow, they will yield fruit faster and more beautiful than you ever expected. The people at the interwebs have found a star in Republican Texas presidential hopeful Ron Paul. Currently, his three-month-old video is number one on the technocratic charts for most talked about video. When you realize that it means that the soft-spoken libertarian is beating all those Philippine prisoners doing the thriller dance, the question should be, why is LAist continuing to beat the drum for Ron Paul? It should be, why do you allow the LA Times and local news stations to turn their backs on the most interesting and seemingly the most popular person in the presidential race? That's a very good question. Yesterday we had a hearing about Pat Tillman. There is still a lot of truth missing. The old saying that the first casualty of war is truth seems to be alive and well. The most recent example is a batch of newly released military documents obtained by the Associated Press via the Freedom of Information request related to the death of Pat Tillman. For those that might have been purposely avoiding the news for the past several years, Tillman gave up a lucrative career as a football player in the NFL, joined the army after the 9/11 attacks, became a Ranger, was later killed during a firefight in Afghanistan. Now the question resurfaces, and we don't have an answer. Killed by whom and for what reasons? Jose Padilla's case has been rested. Defense lawyers rested their case Wednesday for one of Jose Padilla's co-defendants in their trial on terrorism support charges, clearing the way for the third defendant's attorneys to begin questioning a handful of remaining witnesses. Padilla's attorneys have already told U.S. District Judge they plan to call no witnesses in his defense. The case now is in its 12th week of testimony. I know some people will say I'm a little crazy on this one, but I've been following this case. Depending on the jury of his peers, of course, and how the judge instructs them, which is all very important, government doesn't have a case here. It's going to be a tough call. It's going to be a tough call. Yavel Aviv is a dual U.S.-Israeli citizen. Fox News reported when they interviewed him the other day that he told them that there will be a U.S. terror attack within 90 days in the United States. And this isn't the first time that Yavel Aviv, whose affidavit was a focus of much of yesterday's hearing for Conrad Black, has been caught up in a larger-than-life events. Aviv, who claims to be a former agent for Mossad of Israel Intelligence Service, is the president of Interfor, an international investigation firm in New York City. He also claims involvement in the Wrath of God operations instigated by Israel after the 1972 Munich Olympics massacre. Yes. On a related note, remember the story that came out a week ago? Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Michael Medved, Hugh Hewitt, the whole cabal of those talk show hosts. See, look here. Here's two guys writing in the New York Times that say we are winning the war in Iraq. And they wouldn't say that because they're liberals. Well, that's true. They are liberals. They work for the Brookings Institute, but they are also very strong Israeli supporters, and one of them is connected with the AIPAC investigation, which brings us to this out of Arlington. High-profile Bush administration officials could be called to the witness stand if two deposed pro-Israeli lobbyists have their way in a court case that is moving towards a January trial date. Eventually we'll get to this trial. Lawyers for the two former lobbyists at the American-Israeli Public Affairs Committee have asked Judge T.S. Ellis to subpoena the highest-ranking foreign policy players in the administration, including Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, National Security Advisor Stephen Hadley, and his deputy Elliot Abrams, and other top officials from the White House, State Department, and Pentagon, and other members of the Knesset. Well, those are all members of the Knesset. Condoleezza Rice, Stephen Hadley, Elliot Abrams. And yes, where am I going tomorrow? I'm going to a bar mitzvah. Final segment coming up, and I'm out of here. Hey!
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Dr. Bill Beads will be sitting in for me tomorrow. Appreciate that as I head off to the land of fruit and nuts. I always enjoy a trip down to the land of fruit and nuts. Don't ask me why. Well, it's more the attraction of the ocean than anything else. I hate the... Otherwise, I hate the place, to be perfectly honest with you. The traffic's a pain. The people are rude and indifferent. And if it wasn't for my friends, I would never be going. Anyway, a lot of other stories. The website will not be updated this weekend, as I will only be returning on Monday. So I'm cutting the umbilical cord that ties me to the planet tomorrow morning at ODOC 600. So the website will be updated tomorrow, but it won't be updated on Saturday and Sunday. And hopefully, if all goes well, I don't run into a roadblock and whatever the case may be, don't do anything silly. I will be back on Monday, fit and raring to go after a short vacation. You got to understand that at this time of the year, a lot of people are on vacation. One of my main suppliers has been on vacation all week. I believe Mr. Stadtmuller is going on a sort of vacation for a week next week. And so it's just the time of the year, everybody getting back from their vacations, some people going to vacations. So it's that time of the year. I have to escape the monsoons of Arizona, and I have to say I'm still amazed by my experience this week. In the decade that I've lived in the Valley of the Sun, I can honestly say I've never experienced a monsoon up close and personal like that. And it happened in a flash, just like that. Boom. And the amazing thing is how many people that live here and should know better were getting washed away, rivers. It's I don't know. Maybe I'm making too many connections between the collapsing bridge, the collapsing society, and all the rest of it. Well, I trust you'll have yourselves a great weekend, and we'll see you on Monday. Till then, see you, bye. With recent